Okay, I'll make several predictions. You've put me on the spot here, but it's a very good question. I think we still don't understand the brain. That the current excitement about neuroscience techniques, such as basically scanning the brain and making essentially psychological deductions from it, is in fact more like phrenology of the 19th century, and the expectation that it might lead quite quickly to a full understanding of mind and brain, I think that is going to be dashed. Another easy prediction is we still won't be able to translate natural language by machine, because that has always seemed just around the corner. It never quite arrives. It turns out to be extremely difficult, and it's all about being human, and I don't think that's going to be a problem that's solved soon either. In physics and cosmology, I think we'll have the Higgs boson. I think that's shaping up quite nicely, but whether we find the physics beyond that and what that is, and whether we have the resources to investigate it, we might find that we get hints of what the physics to be might be, but it turns out to have a price tag we cannot afford. So physics may well stall at that point, because it's hard to see how the £10 trillion linear accelerator or something like it is going to be built. So physics might be in trouble. Cosmology and astronomy is an interesting one, because we have things like dark energy and dark matter, which are so strange, which if you looked at one way, you would think there's a science in crisis, because it can tell us there is well over half the universe that we just don't know what it is or what kind of stuff it is. We know it has some effect, but we just don't know anything about what it is. Well, you could stand back from that and say that science isn't doing very well. Actually, the opposite is true. It seems to be a very exciting science to be in at the moment, and possibly hints at what dark matter might be by 2020 or soon after. And I think that would be very exciting development. In the life sciences, a lot of the talk is about very cheap genomics. There's a $1,000 genome prize. Can you get a personal genome done for $1,000? If you can do that, then you can use it almost routinely in diagnostics. If you can do that, then we have personal genome-based health possibilities, which might still be very expensive. We might have to have arguments whether we can afford that on the NHS. I can see that coming up. We're in a very exciting period for natural history. Possibly by 2020, we might know what most of the species are on the planet.
Most of the remaining ones.
Yes, most of the remaining ones, because we are still finding species at pretty much the same rate. There are estimates of what the overall figure might be, but they vary immensely depending on who you might talk to. And so that's a basic question of, what's on Earth?